Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, hope your Monday is starting your week off well. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. On Mondays, I'm joined by a fine guest co-host. His name is Matt Rothschild. He puts out the amazing podcast, also on the Civic Media Radio Network, called Wisconsin Forward. You can check out Matt's fine podcast program on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, also on Spotify and Apple Pods or wherever you get your pods. Matt and I chatting this afternoon with Dr. Melinda Brennan, the executive director of the ACLU Wisconsin. We've been talking about Donald Trump's shocking interview with Kristen Welker. If you missed it because you're not attached to your television set all Sunday long and sucking up news like a Hoover vacuum like I am, let's take a level set. Let's listen again to Donald Trump saying he doesn't understand due process or his oath to uphold the Constitution.
Your Secretary of State says everyone who's here, citizens and non-citizens, deserve due process. Do you agree, Mr. President?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know. I have to respond by saying again, I have brilliant lawyers that work for me, and they are going to obviously follow what the Supreme Court said.
You don't need brilliant lawyers to be able to read the language of the Fifth Amendment that says all persons shall be entitled to due process here in the United States. And then, of course, despite his seeming complete and total utter baffling ignorance of the most fundamental principle that is due process, the most fundamental principle in every democracy, his border czar seems to think Donald Trump is some sort of genius. Let's take a listen.
The president says he doesn't know what his responsibilities are under Article 5 of the Constitution. Who would it be who would educate him about that? Would it be you?
I think the president is one of the, if not the most knowledgeable president that we've ever had. Look, people can beat on President Trump all you want. President Trump's a game changer. I've worked for six presidents, starting with Ronald Reagan. I'm a border guy. Even President Clinton and Obama took steps to secure the border because they understood you can't have national security if you don't have border security. No one did more than President Trump during his first administration. We handed the Biden administration the most secure border in my lifetime, and he purposely unsecured it. First president in the history of the nation to do that. Look at what President Trump achieved in 8 weeks. He did in 8 weeks what Joe Biden couldn't and wouldn't do in 4 years. We have the most secure border in the history of this nation right now because of President Trump. Greatest president of my lifetime.
Blah, blah, blah. Just fact-checking here. We bet Joe Biden had deported more people by this point in his presidency than Donald Trump has in his second presidency. President Obama had a very high monthly average deportation rate. So did President Biden. The issue here is system capacity. There was a bipartisan bill to actually help facilitate greater border security, with Donald Trump personally torpedoed so that he could run on the issue and have dippy-doos like Tom Homan say dippy-doo things like Tom Homan does, like this is the greatest president of my lifetime. And listen, you're not the greatest.
Not only that, in U.S. history, most knowledgeable in U.S.
This
guy's
history.
More knowledgeable than Thomas Jefferson, evidently.
Or I mean, Abraham Lincoln, yes.
Yeah, the level of butt-kissing is just astronomical in this with this group of cabinet folks.
Well, that's the job qualifier, right? Is do you have A-grade butt-kissing ability? If so, then your resume will be forwarded on to the hiring manager. But Tom Homan's statements belied by the reality. You can't secure a nation if you don't understand due process, full stop. Safety without freedom in democracy is only an illusion. If you trade away your freedoms and our most basic process protections in the law, your safety is an illusion. It is a con. You are giving away the very reason we want to be safe, so that we can live as free people, self-governed under this system of laws. Melinda, I wanted to ask you, when you hear this, and we have heard from Justice Jackson on Friday, Judge Beryl Howell, that Donald Trump's actions are lawless and dangerous. What do you think is the message to get through to a Trump voter who is not a full MAGA acolyte about the importance of the moment we find ourselves in?
I think the through line is asking people what they want for themselves. If you were the one who was needed to have an attorney, if you were the one that needed your due process, would you care then? I mean, start from a place of self-interest, and that cuts across the ideological spectrum. And I've said it before on your show, and I'll say it again. I'd really, really prefer if everybody gave a damn about their neighbors. I'd really, really prefer that. Okay. I'd rather you care about if you've got kids and they're in school, I'd rather you care about their families. I'd rather you care about every single person you interact with in the public sphere, in general life, walking down the street. I would really like that. But if you can't get there, you can get to a place where you're thinking about your own rights and what you need to have in place to think that this is a valuable place to live. And due process is one of those things. And I'll tell you, in speaking about the fear or the accusation or the concerns about wait till you see what's coming. I will just say that enough of us in the state of Wisconsin were extremely concerned. And so 20 other organizations, our partner organizations, got together and said, I need you to understand how important this moment is. If you're going to threaten judges, if you're not going to listen to rulings, if you're going to put into doubt the separation of powers, if you're going to be threatening elected officials, please don't imagine that we aren't watching and that we will act.
Absolutely. And you're referring to Holman saying to our own governor here in Wisconsin, wait to see what's coming, when all the Governor Evers did was say, if ICE shows up at your state office, contact your attorneys at the attorney general office or your staff attorney as far as how to respond legally to having ICE right there. And Governor Evers spoke up bravely, calling it chilling and saying he would not back down. And I give him a lot of credit for that.
As do we.
A necessary courage in this moment from our governor. I am not afraid from Governor Tony Evers. Neither is the ACLU of Wisconsin. Go look them out. Check them up. Sign up. Get involved. Thank you to Dr. Melinda Brennan. When we come back, we're going to talk about the other massive impact on your family's well-being, the Donald Trump tariff terror. More unforced errors to be discussed next on this, the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.